It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review The End, a neon musical set after the end of the world and taking place in a lavish bunker under a salt mine. Now, this could be an ideal movie, especially for the way it represents a social class in this genre, and some of the songs have an edge that might remind some of the golden age of Hollywood, but this was just boring. The survivors include Tilda Swinton and Michael Shannon as rich parents, one of whom may have something to do with the apocalypse, and George MacKay as their son who hasn't seen the outside world. And then comes Moses Ingram as another survivor who just lost her family. While conflicts emerge about whether or not she should be trusted, it also becomes a romance for her and MacKay. The End was directed by Joshua Oppenheimer, who's best known for The Act of Killing. I admired the performances from Swinton and Shannon, the art direction, the production design, and some of the songs, but they're all substance and no centers. This could have been a perfect musical with the right direction and ambiance by Oppenheimer, but instead it just wanders around with unmemorable conflicts and flat characters. You feel that The Last People on Earth should be more interesting. Will The End become a cult classic or an indie hit? We'll find out either within the month of December or within the 2020s. I have great taste in musicals and independent features, but this one didn't want me in the bunker. 2 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. Coming up next, Jude Law and Nicholas Hoult star in the new thriller, The Order. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.